This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
This is an interview with Bjørn Geltoft on June 26th, 2012, and we are sitting in the Pinchuk Art Center, where he is artistic manager since 2009. As a curator, born and trained in Europe and working in the Pinchuk Art Center for almost 3 years now, you have this sort of dual responsibility to the Ukrainian context that you're located in Kyiv, and also to an international audience and international artists who are represented here at the Pinchuk Art Center. And so how would you describe your responsibilities as a curator, both in relation to the Ukrainian artists and audience who you're working with, and also the international artists you present in Ukraine, and in a sense Pinchuk Art Center's international reputation?
The Pinchuk Art Center has, in the context of Ukraine, a relatively unique position, in the sense that it is, I can't really say the only, but I will say the only advanced institution which is thinking about contemporary art in an international way, meaning not only how we approach an exhibition, our curatorial practice, but also our goal, not just to bring the Ukrainian artists, not just to bring international artists here, but to have the capacity to show Ukrainian artists abroad. Your questions about responsibility. If I came here 3 years ago, the Pinchuk Art Center existed for something, I think, about 3 years, two, 3 years. They had already a developed program, but the program was not in this way developed that it had a rich educational element. The program was different than it is now. And our responsibility is, first of all, to bring a different palette of artistic positions to Ukraine, international artistic positions. As a public is very hungry, we can see this as we have something like 2,000 visitors every day. They are very hungry, they want to learn, they want to know, but they are very inexperienced to a certain extent in what they see, as there is not a lot of international art being shown here. So in this sense, it is a very high responsibility what we have, as we are, in a way, the only place. Now it has changed a little bit, especially with the Biennale, but as before, we were more or less the only place where high-level international positions were presented in a way which was, let's say, recognizable, to understand the range and the capacity of a certain artist. This connects to our responsibility not only with the audience but also to the art scene, as the Ukrainian art scene is a very dynamic art scene. It's a very interesting art scene. A lot of things are happening, and for me in the last 3 years what I've tried to do is really to understand more and more what is happening, and even what has happened, as there are some interesting moments that happened before I was here that changed the art scene. I'm not yet 100% sure what happened, but anyhow, we have a commitment as the Pinchuk Art Center, and I as a curator in the Pinchuk Art Center, we have a commitment towards the Ukrainian art scene. This means what we want to do is on different levels. One level is to offer a place to show. This is, let's say, the most basic level. And we are doing this, I mean, you know the program, I don't have to repeat it perhaps. The other level, and I think this is even a more important level, is to offer a curatorial discourse, a critical discourse about the work. And this is something which I experienced in, for the first time, really in a profound way, when I worked on the Pinchuk Art Center Prize with 20 young Ukrainian artists, that this critical discourse about a body of work of a certain artist is simply not existent, or it exists on, let's say, on a very thin, in a very thin way. And to develop this is, I think, one of the essentials of the Pinchuk Art Center and of myself as a curator here in Kiev and in Ukraine in a broader sense. This is also why we decided to start a curatorial platform, as we experienced that the curatorial practice and the critical discourse in this country is not yet advanced. The artists are way ahead. They are already much faster. But to support them, to develop their work in a richer way, and even more importantly, not more importantly, but equally important, to help communicate their work to a more international context, you need to have discourse. And I think this is one of the main things that we want to do, let's say, helping the art scene. And then we have embedded in our structure, you know this, a program which is focused in a sharp way about discovering, developing and showing Ukrainian artists, not only in the Ukrainian context, of course, leading in the Ukrainian context, as we are based here, we have our house here, but also in an international context, by, for example, the winner of the Pinchuk Art Center Prize, implementing him immediately in the Future Generation Art Prize, showing this work in Venice, making collaborations, what we have done now with a Polish partner, a Polish institute, sending five of our young leading Ukrainian artists there to have a solo exhibition. So we try to develop more and more structures which are linked to our institution internationally, so that we have the capacity and the ability to bring these artists outside. As now I can speak about this, it was very interesting in the discussion for the upcoming Future Generation Art Prize, as we just made our selection. And for the first, I mean, it's the second edition, but what was wonderful is that we have a Ukrainian group, rap group, which is selected among the 20th, among the 20, which is amazing, which shows that the artistic development here is going in a certain direction and is going with a certain speed, as it knows how to catch up with leading international young artists. So I think this is a very, very promising moment.
Yeah, I'd like, one of the things I wanted to ask about more is this, both the Pinchuk Art Center Prize for Ukrainian artists and the Future Generation Art Prize for international artists, because, you know, at least the way it looks from the outside, basically, and time-wise, because these are biennial
alternating
prize competitions, basically like about one third of the Pinchuk Art Center's public activity is devoted to these art prizes. And you know, that's a particular view on art when you're selecting, when you're pitting artists against one another in a competition. On the one hand, on the other hand, you're presenting them together. How do you think that affects the perception of contemporary art in Ukraine? Because we've already talked about the fact that the audience is, you know, not necessarily that familiar with contemporary art as a phenomenon.
One of the main goals of the Art Center is to invest and to develop young artists, to invest in the Future Generation Art Prize, not in the Future Generation Art Prize, in the future generation of artists. One of the best ways is to offer them opportunity. Now, you are saying it is a competition, and of course it is a competition.
Okay.
But the approach, the curatorial approach making the exhibition, is not about the competition. It is about offering artists, first of all, the possibility to produce new works. Secondly, to do this, if we then talk about the Pinchuk Arts Enterprise, to do this with a serious curatorial support and within a highly professionalized context, as this is what we can offer. Thirdly, it gives us an opportunity to show these young Ukrainian artists to an international public, as it is not always easy. I mean, there is a certain overload of wanting to show artists to whomever. This gives us a capacity and an instrument to always bring a real top jury here who sees this work, who reacts to this work, and who gives again a different view on what is happening in Ukraine, and who communicates this different view as well. So it is enriching for these artists in every possible way. In the end, yes, it is a competition, but it is a competition in a positive sense, meaning you can never lose. You win by being part of this exhibition, by producing new works, by having the capacity to show it, and by having a serious discourse about your work. You can win even more by getting a special prize and being offered a possibility to go abroad, to have an internship, or to have whatever is necessary to develop your work in an international context. And you get a certain amount of money to develop or to be able to develop your work even deeper. So this is essential, I think, in as a choice to develop the art scene in Ukraine.
Could you describe more, concretely, what kind of changes you've seen between, you know, over the 3 years that you've been working here in the Ukrainian artists, for example, that you work with, perhaps in general, even with the circle of artists that you're presenting with the Future Generation Art Prize?
I mean,
but more about Ukraine, I would say kind of the Ukrainian art scene in general.
Yeah.
What are your feelings?
Yes. I think the first thing that I did not make the first edition of the Pinchuk Arts Enterprise. Mm-hmm. I was here, I saw it, I was already working here, but it was done by my colleagues who were here before me. At that time, it was messy.
Mm-hmm.
To say it very free, it was a little bit messy. It was not clear. Artists were doing things, they were experimenting, they were trying, but they were not clear. Over the last 2 years, first of all, new artists have stood up, which is very important. Secondly, these artists who were already in the prize have, in a way, cleared out their language.
Mm-hmm.
They have made really serious choices. Secondly, they have, and I think this is very important, they have come to understand that they have to trust their own language. And this was perhaps always a fundamental issue, that a lot of the artists were not sure that they could trust their choices.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, they are more and more sure about this. Of course, this has a lot to do with creating this discourse about their work. But this is a change. What is important to see is that artists are are structurally thinking about their role, their active role in society. How do they, as an artist, have to participate? Politically, you mentioned it before we started the discussion, socially. And I think it is a global movement. It is not only something which happens here in Ukraine. I mean, it is, of course, very actual in Ukraine, as it is a very young country with a very let's say, dynamic political situation. So that artists try to find their own position in this is an understandable thing. The question is, how do they do it? Mm-hmm. And there is a certain change which I discover in what happened, let's say, 3 years ago and what is happening now. It's subtle, and perhaps it's also a preview on what is to come, what I'm going to say now. But what happened before is that artists were activists, to say it very frank.
Right.
They were not thinking about an artistic language. They were thinking about almost as if they were a political movement, which is very problematic for an artist for different reasons, which we don't have to discuss now. But what is happening now is that more and more they realize that their position as an artist, I mean, although it is political, doesn't necessarily have to be the position of an activist. And how can they are searching, not fully trusting yet, but I hope they will, they are searching on what is this language that we have to use to, let's say, deal with the political issue, but have the capacity to go beyond it. And I think this is their challenge. The challenge has become apparent in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to find an answer, or they have to deal with it, not an answer, they have to deal with it. And we have now in the Future Generation Art Prize two Ukrainian positions. We have Nikita Kadan, who is, I mean, very clearly one of the artists dealing with this issue that we just mentioned. And we have Rep Group, which is, I mean, of which Kadan is, by the way, a member, but which is also dealing with this. And I think both of them, this will be anyhow part of the discussion I will have with them, will have to deal with this idea, will have to deal with this challenge. But it is not just their challenge. It is the challenge of the artists in China. It is the challenge of the artists in Brazil.
In the US.
It is everywhere in the world this question comes up, and artists have to think about their own position and their own artistic language again in a new way.
Mm-hmm. And could you name, like, at the current moment, a few of your favorite Ukrainian artists who you're most kind of just excited about or interested in?
I mean, this is very difficult. I mean, I think it's obvious that the artists who are in the Pinchuk Arts Enterprise, many of these artists mm-hmm. are artists that I strongly support. They will know this as I work with them. Every of these artists has a lot of advantages and has a lot of challenges in front of them. Now we have, I already mentioned the Rep Group, I already mentioned Nikita Kadan. I want to mention also Zhanna Kadirova, who is here now today opening a new exhibition, which is one of the persons, and if I have to talk about someone, is one of the persons who is always challenging herself, which means changing her, developing, not changing, developing her language. And she's a very intuitive artist, but she has an incredible good intuition. So in this sense, she's someone I think we should look out for in the future. I mean, she was also awarded a special prize in the Pinchuk Art Center. So in this sense, she's sure a very good artist for the future.
And has your own view of art and curatorship changed at all after this experience of working in Ukraine and at the Pinchuk Art Center? Has it shifted or altered in any sense kind of how you looked at
I mean, what has
artistic practice?
Changed, what has sure changed is my management attitude.
Yeah. Okay. How so?
In the sense that, I mean, trained in the West, I use a certain structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to understand that my structure is not necessarily the best. And I give this as an example, as whatever you do, if you think about creating an intellectual discourse or a curatorial practice or a management practice, the only way to do it in a good way, in my opinion, and now it's a contradiction, but is to be completely open and to have the capacity to listen and to listen to artists, to listen not only to the artists but also to the people with whom you work, basically. I'm to listen but to keep your own line.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You understand what I mean? And if you listen, there are things said which will change your perception or which will give you a possibility to rethink a certain position, but it doesn't change your line. And I think this is the most crucial for me. I came here and I try to listen as much as possible to what artists are doing. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they also do the same when I say something, that they are free to listen, but sure, they shouldn't, you know, I can't say it in English. Perhaps you can help me. You can hear it, but you don't have to obey to it. You understand?
Yeah.
You have the capacity to listen and to understand what someone is saying.
Right.
But then, as an artist, you can also say, well, interesting, but fuck off. It's not my interest.
Right.
I do my own thing. And I think this is the same attitude that combines us in a way.
We are speaking
with each other, but we should keep our own line. And sometimes what is said influences and gives you a possibility to rethink your own position. And this is, if I would work here or in any other country, I think it is my attitude to work, and it is an attitude I need to be able to work with a young generation, especially, as otherwise you are fixed and you can't really deal with it.
I mean, in some way, I'm just listening to our conversation, I would almost say that perhaps that is your political position, if one is to look at your work as political, especially in Ukraine, because I think a lot of even artists that I've encountered, and people even more so, it's common the opposite. People are really ready to speak and say what they think, really reluctant to listen. And listening is almost always listening for directions, like, tell me what to do. If someone on authority tells me to do it this way, okay, I'm going to do it this way.
You mean in the Ukrainian context?
In Ukrainian context specifically. And so in that sense, the position that you just described becomes almost radical. I don't know if you agree.
I mean, I agree with your view on the Ukrainian context, that people are waiting instructions, and that in this sense listening has a complete different meaning. I wouldn't say it is political. I don't think it is political.
Why not?
It is an attitude. In the broadest sense of the word attitude. It is an attitude. I mean, first of all, it's an attitude of life, to say it in a very wide way. But it is also an attitude of professionality. If you want to work within an international context, if you want to work within, let's say, with an ambition to be able to be proactive and to be reactive, both, then it is an essential tool that you need to have. If you don't have it, you can't be, first of all, you can't be proactive, and sure, you can't react, as you can only react in the way that you are
programmed or
reflexes, that you have in your own system. But again, very important with this is that you are strong enough to keep your line, as otherwise you are constantly changing what you are doing, and this can't be the intention.
No, for me, that is, I think, the essence of a radical political position. So when we're going beyond, you know, political parties and things like that, but looking at artistic, you know, any artistic statement is by its nature political in that kind of sense.
And okay.
So
that's politics in a very, very wide sense.
The, yeah. I mean, do you, because I was going, it seemed almost obvious that you have, you know, particular political position in your role as a curator here, but do you think of your work that way or
do
not?
You mean how do you mean political?
Not in terms of, you know, democratic, liberal, or leftist or anything like that, but in terms of do you conceive of your work here as being political?
We have a policy.
Okay.
which is not to rule by taste, if I could say it like this.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is, and this goes to a more general understanding of what the role of a curator or a museum director is, and I know that there are sure people who disagree with me, but my understanding is if someone works for a society, which we do from the moment that an institution opens itself to a public, mm-hmm. whether private or public, if you work for a society, you have a certain obligation. And this obligation is not to be caught up in your own personal taste.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand in a professional way what is an interesting artistic position, whether you like it or dislike it. And to be able to show this position and to support this position. To give, with other words, the community for whom you work a wide view.
Mm-hmm.
And to, in this sense, and I come back to my first point, in this sense, give food to discourse. As if you only show one position, the discourse is limited. If you are willing to open yourself up and to show different artistic positions, you create a discourse and you create the possibility of a discourse. So if this is a political position in your view,
mm-hmm.
then yes.
In kind of my own personal experience, 2010 has been really disastrous for Ukrainian culture and especially experimental art. And we can mention, you know, the closing of the exhibition Ukrainian Body and the subsequent closing of the Visual Culture Research Center at the National University Kyiv-Mohyla Academy. And right now there's this whole scandal around the National Art Museum of Ukraine, whose director was very abruptly removed by the Ministry of Culture and now replaced by a contemporary art gallerist who has no museum experience. And so I wanted to ask, has the Pinchuk Art Center been feeling the vibrations of these, can we say, kind of repressive or disruptive gestures in the wider Ukrainian cultural sphere? And I guess that's the first thing.
I think it's a very tricky question. The first thing is, I would be careful to say that in Ukrainian culture there is a real repressive situation. I don't think this is really true.
Hmm.
What is true is that there are discussions about can we show works or not, and that there are measures taken not to show works.
Mm-hmm.
But Ukraine is not alone in this. I mean, you have it in America, you have it in France, you have it in Belgium, you have it in Italy, you have it everywhere. Only the structures around it are perhaps more, how should I say,
transparent
or professionalized, so you don't understand it as a cutting of work. I mean, you hear it. It is not only here that you hear it. I think this is a first thing to say. It's always important to go against this if it happens. This is not my... I'm not defending...
Mm-hmm.
Not that you misunderstand me. I'm not defending this. But it is not a practice which is only a Ukrainian practice. This is the first thing. About changing people in the administration of museums, I don't know about this. I also don't know how this will influence the program, how does it come? And it's very difficult for me to give there an answer to. What I can say is we still have the capacity to show what we want to show, and we have not been limited so far. We have not felt a limitation so far.
So you've never felt you've had to compromise.
And we are the most open and visible institution in Ukraine. So we didn't have an experience that we had a conflict about showing work. I mean, it doesn't mean that people are not asking, can you show this? But we show it to the public. I mean, you remember the exhibition Sexuality and Transcendence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were very explicit mm-hmm. to have it only about sexual content now.
Mm-hmm.
There were very, very explicit works inside.
Right. Right.
And these works were there. There was no closing of the exhibition. There was no... I mean, of course, there was a discourse. There should be a discourse.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no repressive measurements to close an exhibition. Experimental art has always lived underground.
Yeah.
Wherever. I mean, perhaps we can say that in Europe, meanwhile, we try to put it in the gallery. But perhaps it is necessary that it lives a little bit underground, at least in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
As I mean, we had, for example, a very interesting debate a week ago, I think, about the role of contemporary art within public space. And one of the complaints of some of the speakers and the guests, the people who came to listen, was that there is no governmental support for this.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? I mean, it's public space.
Right.
They can do what they want. Perhaps, I don't know, perhaps they have to do it in anonymity. Perhaps they have a high risk.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a possibility. There is a place. There is an openness. If the artists find it essential, if the young curators or whomever find it essential, it can happen. And I trust that whatever you will want to show can be shown, not necessarily without consequence, but there are so many places which are uninhabited. There are so many small... I mean, people can hold exhibitions in their houses. They can... The society is so rich in Ukraine. And I mean this in the most positive way, intellectually, creatively, that to blame the government or institutions for the lack of experimental art is wrong, as it can exist. You can show wherever you like. And I mean, for example, to give this example, I saw this exhibition Labor.
Mm-hmm.
Here,
mm-hmm.
Which is a complete off exhibition, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and it happened. They did it.
Yeah.
These guys, they made this wonderful show, which is unseen here in Ukraine, and they found a space, they found the finance, they made sure that the works were there. As they told me, they worked day and night, and when
mm-hmm.
we were there, it was not yet finished. But
yeah.
It doesn't matter. They did it, and it was, in my opinion, it was a very important signal
mm-hmm.
That things like this have the possibility to happen, even though that this space is probably closed, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
now.
Yes.
But sure, that there are other places where it can happen. There are other places which you can just say, okay, we want to make an exhibition here now for 1 month or for 1 week
mm-hmm.
or for one night, you know. But it happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I mean, the question is, who are the actors in the Ukrainian scene? This can't be the position of the Pinchuk Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
But who are the actors developing a dynamic field of events, happenings, little shows, etc., etc., etc. And I mean, I would be the first always to support this. I mean, I always try to go to these elements and to talk to them, to really give an input in whatever way I can do. But this is something that grows from society itself.
Yeah.
And
I agree. I think. Okay.